from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I take it back to my baseball days. So what, next pitch? I mean, that's how I've always approached any sport I play. Like I told my teammates this morning, point blank period, I have to be better. I mean, there's no excuses for how I played. I don't back down from anything. I'll face it head on. I'll be the first one to tell you I didn't play the way I'm supposed to play. And point blank period, I got to be better. Back healthy, I felt like I've been a leader in that locker room, and everyone looks to me, and I take that with a sense of pride, and I feel that responsibility, and I hold that responsibility near and dear to my heart, and I got to be that guy. Like I told him this morning, I'm going to step up. I don't let one game define me who I am as a person. I don't let one game define me who I am as a player, and you got to go bounce back, show up to work today, and let's go.
Those are the words from A&M quarterback Connor Wegman, who struggled mightily. It was tough. It was really tough to watch in the fourth quarter. That final drive they had, it was just a sense of sitting there. There's just going to need to be some sort of broken coverage, because you just didn't have the feel at all.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
That he was going to be able to do anything against that secondary and that defense. Nothing. I mean, it felt like he was just throwing the ball away on like third down. It was a struggle. To say the least, for that A&M offense and him. What do you have, two picks in that game?
Oh, yeah.
The one was really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
But first off, voice guy, I hear you. I see that you're grinning, and you're in it. You having a little fun, huh? I see. Okay. All right. That's cool. But you too, y'all still on this? Y'all got new evidence. You know how I feel about new evidence.
Oh, do we?
You got new evidence about A&M, because – honest to God, Tyler, going into the year, what were your win expectations? I think we talked about this. Like, what, 9? I think you were at the...
I said at worst they had to have 8, but yeah, 9 was where I was hoping.
And Clint came on, and it was a day you weren't here, but Clint, and I think he's been talking about it, said they are his Cinderella pick to be kind of a dark horse team to make it to the college football playoff, looking at their schedule. And I thought, my goodness, guys, they got about 4... We're top 12, top 15 teams on this puppy. And we'll see how it looks coming up. But if you would – it's crazy, though. If you'd have told me, hey, man, they're going to lose to Notre Dame in a one-score game, it's tight the whole way, they're in it the whole way, they had a lead or was tied in the second half, I would have thought, you know, I feel better about it. Nope, I feel exactly the same as I did – after that game, even though it was tight, I felt like, to me, this is a 7-8 win team to me in that range, and the pressure on Elko would be a little too high if the expectations were.
Notre Dame, both your rep university, right?
I tried to calm Tyler down a bit, but I don't know. For me, it stays the same. Your new evidence, you change your thought about A&M?
No, I'm still going to ride that train. I mean, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of proof there. I mean, they've got the schedule lines up for them to win a lot of football games. The quarterback was awful against Notre Dame down the stretch. The play caller was awful down the stretch. The wide receivers, pass catchers, in a sense of creating separation and creating opportunities for plays, appeared to be, you know, not very good, to put it nicely. And so offensively, they got to figure some things out. But I know he was in we're talking about the quarterback, Connor Wegman. He was in Bobby Petrino's system last year, the small sample size that we saw. But he was really, really good in effecting the game with his legs, as well as obviously a lot of potential in his arm. You look at Colin Klein, the offensive coordinator for Mike Elko at Texas A&M. I mean, he had one of the top-ranked offenses from a production standpoint at Kansas State for the last couple of years. When it's all said and done, I believe this offense is going to be better. I believe that the team overall is defensively they were good. I think they're going to win some football games. I don't know if they got dark horse Cinderella in them, but I think they're going to win some games. The most disappointing part about the AM game for me was the guy we're talking about, the quarterback. I thought that guy was going to come out and light it up.
It looked like the moment was too big. It looked like.
Yeah, I never would have thought the big bright lights and crazy atmosphere at Kyle Field would affect the Aggie quarterback more than anybody, man. I mean, he looked dumbfounded.
I mean, is it that, or should we look at it as, hey, man, it's your first game in a new system. You just learned, as you just said, you just learned that system last year. Now you got to learn this new system, and you're playing against, like, Notre Dame's, it's in particular, their secondary is really, really good. Notre Dame's got a good defense. Like, should it be some of, hey, man, he's kind of getting used to it. There ain't no warm-up game. Well, yeah, there ain't no McNeese State.
Sure, I just thought I did not think it was going to be that bad. Now, the other scare, like, I think he's going to be significantly better. And I think Notre Dame this year is a good version of Notre Dame that's got a chance. Riley Leonard didn't play really well.
They seem like they're still trying to figure out what it is.
Absolutely. I think Connor Wegman's going to play, but the real concerning thing from the game was Connor Wegman's play. No doubt about it. I got confidence that what I saw last year is significantly better than what I saw yesterday. And Colin Klein will find a way to pull that out of him. The concerning part is if the wide receivers aren't able to create separation and defenses are able to clamp them up, then they're going to have he's going to have major problems. The offensive play caller is going to have major problems, and that's not going to play in the SEC. I just assume they had athletes at the wide receiver position. We'll see how that unfolds.
That had to be the biggest surprise to anything. Yes, I don't think Connor Wegman played well. But it wasn't like Jimmy Garoppolo just throwing the ball out of bounds with receivers running wide open. And I say Jimmy because I just recently watched Receiver again, and good God, boy, was
bad.
Was Davante Adams just running free down there? And he would just, but they weren't getting separation. You're right. Like when you see Notre Dame and an SEC team that has. Tyler, the last several years, they have been top five, first, best recruiting class ever.
Oh, yeah. All the tools.
You generally see the difference on the field between a Notre Dame and – because they've recruited like Alabama has. Mm-hmm. We've seen the difference on the field with SEC teams.
Well, they've had a lot They had a lot of skilled players walk.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.